At 6:19 on this Friday morning, it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Before we get to Have We Found It, I want to talk about a lost and found type story, and this is a store that opened in Alabama that sells people's lost luggage.
So, how do they have the rights to that?
I don't know. They got this business idea that apparently they try to make every effort, they say, for 90 days to find the people who left this luggage. And then afterwards, they just sell the stuff. And so far, some of the crazy things that they've had in their store from unclaimed baggage: freeze-dried chicken foot.
Chicken foot?
Yeah.
Wasn't that...
Feet?
The Red Rockers band?
Yeah, it was the name of a band that
Sammy Hagar
was in. Chickenfoot. They sold a toilet seat. Why would anyone buy that? I'm assuming it's a new one. A full sheet of uncut $2 bills.
Huh.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I found...
Probably counterfeit.
I found a wad of $2 bills.
Mark.
I did. I was going through an old desk, and I found
that. Dad used to collect them?
There was like four or five $2 bills. Yeah, that was always a thing, it seemed like, in my family, was that they would, and it was a pretty ingenious gift that they would do, was they would put a $2 bill in like a birthday card or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd get so mesmerized by the fact of this strange $2 bill that just looked so awesome that you'd be distracted by the fact it's only $2.
Right.
If they'd handed you two $1 bills, you'd think, well, that kind of sucks. But you give someone a $2 bill, and it's, oh, wow, oh, cool.
$2.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, I found a few $2 bills. Man, and I remember it seemed like when we were teenagers and we didn't have enough money to head down to get some tacos in the middle of the day, my brother and I would just raid my dad's coin collection.
So sorry.
Just go buy a taco with like some silver certificate dollars. And
you boys know anything about me missing some silver
dollars?
I'm missing
half my coin collection. Did y'all pay for a taco with 50 buffalo nickels? I know, it's so sorry. Just using it as regular currency.
I thought about your dad the other day when I was cutting the grass and had to stop and get one of Gunner's really solid, you know, play balls out of the yard.
Those thick rubber balls that they...
And it made me think of the shot put.
Yeah.
Well, my dad actually ran over one.
Grass was a little tall, and he ran over a shot put. My brother and I were out there doing track and field stuff and left a shot put in the yard.
And then I thought...
Can y'all pause the TV for just a second? Buddy, pause. Don't turn off the TV for a second. I just am curious if you know what a shot put will do to a running lawnmower. Because I just found out in the front yard. Stop it cold dead.
That's so funny, too. Just the thought of that, and then that speech always comes up. Could you just turn down the TV for a second? And my next thought was, do I have to have a sit down with Gunner and say, can I tell you something?
Can I talk to you for just a second?
Leave a ball like this in the backyard.
He never yelled. It was always this understated passive aggressiveness. Yeah. So what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Lost luggage stuff. So they also found a 1985 movie script for the film The Goonies.
Huh.
Don't think I ever saw
like an original movie script. Y'all didn't see that?
No. No.
You know, I don't think that I ever saw that either. And it's a classic movie from the 80s.
I remember it was a big deal.
And I need to watch it. Did Spielberg produce it or something like that?
That sounds right.
George, you probably hated it because it had that Cyndi Lauper song that was the theme song of it. Good enough for me. Good enough. Good enough for me.
Yeah, it sounds like another great song by her.
It is a great song.
Story by Steven Spielberg, produced by Richard Donner.
There you go. From the Donner Party.
Richard Donner.
Let's see, what else? A 1941 newspaper clipping of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Well, big deal. Everybody clipped that newspaper. Right? Yeah, didn't everybody save the front page of...
Well, not everybody.
On December 8th, I guess.
Pretty cool newspaper to have.
And I'll have a bunch of people. Hey, Gordon, Pearl Harbor was December 7th. I got to explain in the email. Yeah, I was talking about the newspaper. Come on, this morning. I'm too tired. Also, a letter. Is this a letter? Yes, a letter signed by Eleanor Roosevelt. 1944 letter. They found that in someone's luggage.
Okay.
Wonder if it was a lesbian love note. Wasn't she into lesbian stuff? Wasn't that in her Pornhub history?
Are you gay?
You know what I'm saying?
I think so.
There may have been something, but I don't know. You could have phrased it a lot better.
And wasn't she a first cousin of FDR?
Yes.
First?
Of Franklin Fitzgerald Roosevelt?
She was a cousin.
Yeah, but maybe she wasn't first cousin. But her maiden name was Roosevelt. Hmm. And then she married FDR.
So according to the internet, there is no confirmation that Eleanor Roosevelt was a lesbian, but there is strong belief that she had an affair with a journalist named Lorena Hickok.
Hey now.
Ironic. Well, okay, but I guess that doesn't make you lesbian, just because you do lesbian affairs a bunch.
Well, it doesn't say she did lesbian affairs a bunch.
Well, anyway, they typically mark down their items 80% off the suggested retail price. You can get some good deals at this store in Alabama, Scottsboro, Alabama, called Unclaimed Baggage.
So do they have to pay the airport anything? Does the airport just...
Yeah, I don't know whether they buy it from the airport
or... they get it free.
Or whether they just claim it after 90 days and anyone can go in there and claim it and their representative is there first in line. I don't know. They also sold an 18-karat gold Rolex, which was valued at $20,000. They got a hold of that.
We have breaking news.
Uh-oh. Just about Eleanor Roosevelt.
FDR was her fifth cousin once removed.
Okay. Well, that's
pretty much all of us.
But yet they've been smeared as first cousins.
Right. By you.
It's because the last name's the same that everyone freaks out about it. Fifth cousins is you're barely related to them. And once removed, that means that they're a generation apart on their family tree line. Even though they're, I think, the same age.
They had six children. I didn't know that.
And all of them, because that they were closely related when they got married, the children they had were full siblings.
Yes.
They were extremely closely related. Every one of their kids.
But he's gay.
All right. Have we found it? Life on another planet. Scientists have explained that using the James Webb Space Telescope, is a little childish sounding to me. They have the strongest signs yet of possible life beyond our solar system. So they detected in an alien planet's atmosphere the chemical fingerprints of gases that on Earth are produced only by biological processes.
How about that?
Yeah. They found DMS, dimethyl sulfide, and dimethyl disulfide, DMDS, and, it's my Brian Estridge. This is on a planet named K218b.
Got to be a better name than that.
Yeah, we came up with all these cool names for our planets.
Mm-hmm.
Earth, Neptune, and then the people in their solar system named their planet K218b. But this is generated by living organisms, primarily microbial life, such as marine phytoplankton, algae. But it may be evidence of life on another planet. That would be huge if we finally confirmed that.
Isn't that amazing that we can detect that so far away?
Okay, this is where I get real George-like, which I hate this quality in George, how he just doubts all science.
Because I don't doubt all science.
Yeah, you do. You say carbon dating.
This one, my antenna went up on this one.
Carbon dating is weird to you. You don't see how they can do it.
Space telescope, really? Okay.
But it is strange the way we look out into space. Childish. And we see things, and we're just, okay, yeah, that planet's clearly retreating at this speed right now, and it's also got...
clearly plankton.
It's also got some plankton on it. We can see that by the signature of it.
Yeah.
From light signature, we can just deduce all this stuff.
So let me get this straight. Scientists that spend their entire lives...
Right, yeah, I've disproven all their life's work by just saying, I don't know about it.
And
yeah,
using the best equipment that we have on Earth.
That's right.
Yep.
Yes,
are being doubted by two AM radio hosts.
That's correct. Yeah, you got it. So far, so good. You got it all.
Who talk about Hanna-Barbera versus Looney Tunes every day.
You got it.
Yep, that's
nailed
it.
Okay.
You nailed it.
I just wanted to get that straight.
You just spoke truth to power.
Moron, dog.
I'm at least willing to admit that, yes, I have a very simple brain, and it's hard to wrap it around something like that.
And I believe them. I just think it's a little weird. That is my detailed, nuanced
opinion.
It's just
a little weird.
We will be marking that last phrase by George about his simple brain.
He does have a simple brain.
I do. I don't care.
Yeah, he admits it. He's fine with it.
Fine.
He knows that he's not a very smart person. He knows that he's a complete idiot.
Okay. He's not saying
who doesn't
that.
Deserve anything good
that.
In life. He admits it. He's fine with it.
No, not all that.
Did I overreach on the recap?
But yeah, when we say, yes, and we found this elephant that's 43,000 years old, and we think he ate...
Why is Jim Nance announcing this? Jim Nance doesn't narrate everything.
We think he ate lettuce. Oh, okay.
Now, why do you doubt that? Carbon dating's a real deal. They just go in and they count the rings of carbon in something, and then that tells them how old the mammoth is.
Yeah, okay.
And then they can tell that
they can tell
that the mammoth ate lettuce, depending on the whatever grocery store packaging is right next to it.
They found a receipt that he went through produce.
He swam through the produce aisle.
Oh, okay, that makes sense to me. Yeah.
But let me get this straight.
Yeah.
The guy who watches Nathan's July 4th hot dog eating contest doesn't believe in carbon dating.
That's right.
I believe it.
I
just
believe
not
in
all
hot
it.
Dog eating. I don't believe in carbon dating. All right, yeah. You believe in carbon dating, just not all of it.
Right.
Okay, that's very vague.
Hey, I'm giving 80% of it, I believe. Maybe even 90.
You think, okay, you're putting their accuracy
100%.
Rate. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just like you, Mr. Plankton Doubter, it's the same thing.
Wait, what did you just call me? I've never been called that in my life.
Talking to you, Gordon.
All right, the end.